Good evening. Without hearing any activity on the repeater, at this time we'd like to start the Ronnie Information Net. If for any reason anyone needs this repeater for an emergency during our net, please break in and someone will be happy to assist you. Calling the Ronnie Net. This is N2HTL. My name is Aaron and I'll be your net control for this session of the Ronnie Information Net. For this net, we'll be using the club call sign W2PE, which is the club call of the Radio Association of Western New York, also known as Ronnie. This is an open net, which means you may come and go as you like, and the net meets every Monday evening beginning at 7 p.m. local time on the following repeaters. 42EUP at 146.91 and 224.82, WA2HKS at 444.0 and ABTUK at 29.68. This net has only one rule: you must have a technician class license or higher in order to check in. Club affiliation is not required to join the net. It's open to all amateurs. So wherever you can hear the Ronnie Information Net, you are encouraged to check in. And when checking in, please give the call W2PE, release your push to talk like so to ensure you're not doubling. Then please give your call, your name, and your location. Of course, we welcome all questions or comments, so if you do have anything to share with the net, please state so when you check in. Let's begin by looking for mobile or portable stations first. Any mobile or portable stations for this evening's Ronnie Information Net, please call W2PE.
2PE. This is KC2YTJ, Mike in Chictawaga.
W2PE. Good evening, this is W2WDD, Dave, Portable, Tonawanda, and I do have words.
W2PE. AE2SS, Stu in Lovejoy. No comment. Good evening, everybody.
W2PE. This is KD2KEH in North Tonawanda. Going to the class. Comment.
W2PE. This is KC2RBL, Lee in the city of Tonawanda, Portable, and no comment.
W2PE. This is KD2KSG, Bill in Amherst, no comment.
W2PE. This is K2KLB, Dean in Tonawanda. Good evening, everyone.
W2PE.
N2JRS, Vince, Mobile in Buffalo. Good evening.
Let's hold things there for a minute. Let's welcome and acknowledge Vince, N2JRS. Dean is in there, K2KLB, KD2KSG, hi Phil, Mike, KA2GBY. Were you trying to check in? I thought I heard your voice. Quick break.
KA2GBY, back here at Portable, North Tonawanda.
Okay, Mike, thanks. And thanks for the text clarification on that Cat5 wire as well. Thank you. Ken's in there on his way to the class. KD2KEH is there. KC2RBL, hi Lee, AE2SS. Hi there, Stu. W2WDD. Good evening, Dave. Long tongue no here. That was a tongue tie. good to hear you, Dave. And KC2YTJ is in there. Hi, Mike. Good to hear you as well. Any other mobile or portable stations before we move on, please call W2PE.
W2PE. This is KB2 Hotel, Sierra Hotel. John on Grand Island. No comments. Good evening, everybody.
LEDs mobile en route to the Barra meeting. No traffic there, Aaron.
All right, let's welcome and acknowledge Bob, K2LED, and John, KB2HSH. Good to hear you both. Thanks for checking in tonight. All right, let's move on to general check-ins now. General check-ins for tonight's Ronnie Information Net. Please call W2PE.
W2PE. KA2QYA, George in Amherst. No comment. Good evening, Aaron.
W2BE.
KD2BE.
Okay, let's welcome KD2BEG. Hi there, David, and K2QYA. Hi, George. I hope you're doing well. Thanks for joining us today. All right, well, we're just coming off a very well-attended Ronnie General meeting where we introduced some of the topics that are going to be talking about in the coming months. We touched on electronic logging using the N3FJP software, QRZ.com, N1MM software, and other, even QRZ.com. We even touched on that during the meeting. We're leading into QSL exchanging, so either whether or not you get an electronic QSL through EQSL, or if you sign up for Logbook of the World. We're going to be talking about that at the March meeting, but we hopefully lit the flame under some folks to give electronic logging a try. Of course, if anyone has any questions about what was covered during that meeting, feel free to drop me an email at oldhamradio@gmail.com. Or if you have any questions concerning QSLing, especially if you're going for some of the awards like Workdell States, DXCC, or some of the more specific like County Hunters and stuff like that. So that's what we talked about at the last meeting. The next Ronnie General meeting is going to be Tuesday, October 10th, and that's going to be our Ham Radio and Technology Fair. And also, don't forget that every third Saturday of the month at the Boulevard Family Restaurant, which is at 2487 Niagara Falls Boulevard in Amherst, is the monthly Ronnie Breakfast Get-Together. The next one will be on October 21st at 9 a.m., and a bunch of us will be heading down to the ship immediately thereafter. Only a couple more sessions are going to be going down there before we shut the station down for the season, which usually happens around Thanksgiving weekend, if I'm not mistaken. The week of Thanksgiving is usually the last ditch effort that tourists have to get down to the Buffalo Naval and Military Park before they shut it down for the week for the winter. Pardon me. And so that's probably the last time that we're going to head down to the ship in order to do that. So if you haven't had a chance to come down to the USS Little Rock to see W2PE on the air, then by all means, please get a hold of me or any of the other Ronnie members. Mike K2GVY is down there, KD2ISV, that's Chris. Just let us know, and we'll see about getting some folks down there who want to put the station on the air. Also, don't forget, coming up, Ronnie board members, the next meeting is September 26th at 7 p.m. at the Church of the Nativity. I'll be sending out an email reminder to all the board members way ahead of time. And, of course, if you're unable to attend, please let Kevin or myself know about this. All right, so we have a really nice topic to cover tonight. Let's see if we have any additional check-ins, and then Dave, we'll get to you with your words. Any additional check-ins for tonight's Ronnie information, that please call W2PE.
W2PE. KD2OR, Rich, Amherst, New York. Words.
W2PE. This is KD2DKH, Doug, in North Tonawanda. Nothing tonight, Aaron.
KD2PE. This is KD2GSZ, Ruth, in the town of Tonawanda. Good evening, Aaron, and no comments.
Okay, let's welcome Ruth, KD2GFZ. Hi, Ruth, KD2DKH. Doug is in there, KD2OR, got you, Rich, with words. And let's work backwards and get over to W2WDD. Dave, please call W2PE and go ahead with your words.
W2PE, this is W2WDD Portable. Just want to remind all, WDN, National Traffic System. We have a new assistant net manager, Kate. KD2IWN in Hamburg, and Gary, KB2YAA, is net manager. We hold nets every night, 14539, Tuesday through Sunday, and Monday night at 14664 at 9:30. We do encourage all stations to check in regardless of your traffic handling abilities. And if anybody out there has a dual band HT they're willing to get rid of, give me a call after net and I'd like to have words with KB2HSH after net if he's available. Back to you, W2WDD.
Hey Dave, thanks a lot. W2WDD, this is W2PE with the Ronnie Information Net. Let's head over now to Rich, KD2OR. Please call W2PE and go ahead with your words.
W2PE.
Ahead, try it again, Rich. You're not quite making the repeater.
Hard copy?
Yeah, go ahead. You weren't quite making the repeater. Try it again.
2PE, copy?
Yeah, go ahead, Rich. You're there.
Okay, thank you, Rob. The Harold Frying KD2V's memorial service was Saturday. It was attended by his family, so to speak, and from Ilion, New York, and his caretaker, executor, came in, Laura, and made a beautiful speech for Harold. He had quite a relationship with them over the years, dating back to college. And him and his friend Jim in college started a periodical, The Cauldron, and also stayed lifelong friends. And shortly after Harold passed away, also Jim passed away, which is extremely touching. It's what it is in life. So, also this morning at about 6:02 a.m., I wandered outside to review the International Space Station coming over from north-northwest to south-southeast, and it was 65 degrees, and on top of that, the moon was rising and Venus was positioned on top of the moon, which made for a very spectacular event. So if you keep your eyes on things, you can catch some pretty good pre-fall spectaculars here in the area. KG2OR, bye.
Hi, Rich. Thanks so much for sharing that information about Harold. Unfortunately, I was not able to attend due to family commitment, but I'm glad you were there. And Harold will be sorely missed. And I do have a little tribute to Harold up on the W2PE.com website. He was, I think I said this before, he was the one that gave me my upgrade from my technician class and also my general class license examination. And I always have very fond memories of Harold, as well as many of our Ronnie members do. So he will be missed. And thanks so much for passing that information along. Quick break before we get continued. Do we have any additional check-ins for this evening's Ronnie Information Net? If so, please call W2PE. Hey, folks, don't forget about the Ronnie Flash Mob, which met on 10 meters last week, I believe last week Wednesday. We had some pretty good success. The band wasn't that cooperative, but we had about 5 or 6 members join us, including some people that were just getting their antennas on the air for the very first time. Again, pardon me, if you're interested in participating in this, I spoke about this during the Ronnie meeting this past Tuesday. But what it is regardless of if there's a band opening on 10 meters, whether or not you guys are aware of this, but technicians do have HF privileges on 10 meters, so what better place to meet and get some rag chewing going, as well as having some Ronnie members on there to hold your hand if you're a little bit nervous about getting behind the mic. We're more than happy to get on there in a roundtable fashion and just pretty much talk about anything ham radio related or anything for that matter. So we started off on 10 meters, and then we migrated up to 20 meters. Of course, privileges, concerned there. But then after that, we went up to 80 meters. And while we were there, we managed to scare up a guy from Ohio and another guy from the Toronto area. So we had a really nice roundtable discussion going. So a special thanks to K2IWK, K2LED, KD2ISV, WB2BEB. And there were a couple of other guys in there. I'm only repeating the folks that are there because those are the ones that are checked in, and I just talked to Chris a little while ago, so that's why his call sign is on my mind. But if you're interested in being a part of the Ronnie Flash Mob, drop me an email at oldhamradio@gmail.com and just send me your phone number, because all I'm going to do is basically just text everybody and say we're going to meet and what frequency we're going to be on, which is usually 28.410, and after that, we'll just meet up on the air and we'll take it from there. And of course, if anybody is a general class or higher, we'll probably navigate up to 40 meters and continue the group discussion there. It's a heck of a lot of fun. It's a great way to get people on the HF bands. So again, drop me an email, oldhamradio@gmail.com. Let me know what your phone number is, and you'll be added to the group text message of when the next Ronnie Flash Mob is going to meet on the air. A couple of things I want to talk about tonight, which a lot of people may not be aware of, is there is a plethora, I've always wanted to use that word in a sentence, a plethora of ham radio-related podcasts and videos out there that a lot of people may not be aware of, but, there's nothing on the networks about ham radio stuff, so this is where the Internet really comes in handy, as far as giving you all the news and views of what's going on in the amateur radio community. So I'd like to pass a couple of the more well-known podcasts and ham radio internet TV shows out there. Go ahead and check them out. There are a lot of great information, and there are a heck of a lot of entertaining topics that are covered in these things as well. For those of you who are ARRL members, you're probably aware of the, especially if you get QST Magazine, you're probably aware of the Doctor Is In column, which is written by ARRL's Joel Hallis, W1ZR, and he's been answering questions about amateur radio and QST's The Doctor Is In column since 2006. Last year, the ARRL launched a podcast in cooperation with Apple iTunes or on Stitcher, and this is a really nice, professionally produced, it's just an audio file that you can download or listen to online by going to the ARRL's website or by going to iTunes and getting it. But it's a twice-monthly audio podcast that basically answers your questions about amateur radio's technical challenges. Head over to Apple iTunes, just do a search for ARRL, The Doctor Is In, or you can go to ARRL.org/doctor to find out more information. And it's perfect for listening when you're in the shop working or in your shack just puttering around or even when you're driving in the car. Some of the topics that the doctor covers are antenna analyzers, what do S units mean, keys and tiers, station groundings, power supplies, and so much more. It's very entertaining. Each episode runs about 15 to 18 minutes long, and they can be downloaded for later listening. So if you're not hooked up to any unlimited data plan, you can download them while you're on Wi-Fi and then listen to them at your convenience. So once again, that's the ARRLs The Doctor Is In that can be found on Apple iTunes or on Stitcher or by going to ARRL.org/doctor. I know that Chris, KD2ISV, is in the class right now, but he is a big fan of Ham Nation. And this is the weekly ham radio broadcast that's hosted on twit.tv. But you can share in the excitement and importance of ham radio, from tossing an antenna wire in a tree to the importance of ham radio operators in times of disasters. This fantastically produced show is hosted by Bob Heil and Gordon West, and also George Thomas, Don Wilbanks, Valerie Hotsfield, Amanda Alden, and Dale Puckett join him. It records live every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, if you don't know who Bob Heil is, that's the guy who is the creator of Heil Sound, probably some of the finest microphones out there. But Bob is a major, major proponent of amateur radio, as is Gordon West. And even Joel Walsh, the guitarist from the Eagles, shows up every once in a while. So it records live every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. And if you head over to YouTube and do a search for Ham Nation, you can see all the episodes that are listed there going back to episode 1. I believe they're on 315 or something, if I'm not mistaken. But you can watch every episode going back to episode 1. And you can also subscribe. So every time a new episode comes out, you can be the first to know about it and then just go right to YouTube and watch it. So again, that's Bob Heil's Ham Nation every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. And speaking of George Thomas of Ham Nation fans, of Ham Nation fame, he has his own podcast called Amateur Logic TV. And it was probably the first and longest running internet television program dedicated to amateur radio and its technology. The show began in October of 2005, shortly after Hurricane Katrina came around, and three hams in the Jackson, Mississippi area decided to produce a show about technology and internet video was just becoming a reality, and it was made possible for these guys to share their experiences with an anxious audience that had been in mainstream media. So again, the show is hosted by George Thomas, W5JDX, Tommy Martin, N5ZNO, and Peter Barrett, VK3, Papa Bravo. And of course, if you've ever watched it, Peter is a very entertaining individual from Melbourne, Australia, and he joined the show in 2007 to bring a down-under perspective to amateur radio. So again, you can visit YouTube and do a search for Amateur Logic TV, or just head over to their website directly by going to amateurlogic.com. Once again, that's amateurlogic.com. Next one I have, and I really enjoy this one because of its production qualities, and a lot of you may have heard of it, but it's called 100 Watts and a Wire. And this is created by Christian Kutnick, K0STH, in May of 2015. Spots on a Wire is a weekly podcast celebrating amateur radio through the eyes of a newer ham, because Christian Kudnick has not been a ham for very long. He tackles topics on the show, including conversation and interviews with folks. And this show is geared more towards not just the seasoned ham radio, but the beginner and those of you who are typically curious and are not quite sure how to get started in many projects or aspects of the hobby. There's even on-air gatherings for the show. If you're online with D-Star, the show gathers every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Central on D-Star Reflector REF-026 Bravo. Once again, that's REF Radio Echo Frank 026 Bravo. And 100 watts on a wire has a weekly calling frequency on the HF bands on 14.287 and 7.180. So check this one out. This is a personal favorite of mine, 100 watts and a wire. You can head over to 100 watts. That's 100 spelled out, 100 watts and a wire.com to listen to the show right off their website. Let's take a quick break and see if we have any additional check-ins waiting in the wings. If so, please call at W2PE. Now let's head back to the ARRL for a second. Again, for those of you who are ARRL members, you may be aware of the fact that the ARRL produces an audio news podcast, which is a summary of the week's top news stories in the world of amateur radio, along with interviews and other features. You can enjoy ARRL audio news anywhere on your smartphone or your tablet, your local repeater even, or you can stream it on the go. The ARRL audio news is also available by going to iTunes and doing a search for ARRL audio news. Or you can pick it up by going to Blueberry, that's BLUBRRY.com, if you have an Android device. Each of the audio news runs between 10 and 15 minutes, and it's very, very enjoyable listening. And again, you can head over to iTunes and download it from there. And the last thing I have is the ARRL letter. It's basically a weekly summary of essential news of interest to active amateurs that is available in advance of publication of QST, which is the ARRL's official journal. The ARRL letter strives to be timely, accurate, concise, and readable. And if you are an ARRL member, you can subscribe to the ARRL letter free by just going to ARRL.com and just simply editing your profile. Because everyone who is a member gets to have certain things like ARRL.com email address and so on and so forth. But if you just go to the website, register on the website, edit your profile, all you have to do is click a button that says, yes, I want to subscribe to the ARRL letter, and you will get it each week in your inbox. So check some of those things out. We've mentioned ARRL, The Doctor Is In. We've mentioned Ham Nation TV, Amateur Logic TV, 100 watts and a wire, and the ARRL audio news in addition to the ARRL letter. If anybody has any questions or needs some more information about how to view or to listen to any of the things I've mentioned here, drop me an email at oldhamradio@gmail.com. So let's see if we have any last-minute check-ins, and then we'll shut this thing down for the week. Any last-minute check-ins for the Ronnie Information Net, please call W2PE.
QWPD with a couple comments.
W2PE. KB2TIN, Ross and Kenmore with a question.
Okay, W2WDD, Dave, we acknowledge your comments, and KB2TIN, we have you down for a question. Go right ahead.
Okay, W2PE, KB2TIN, Ross and Kenmore. Good evening, Aaron. Good evening, operators and listeners. I received an email the other day from our friend Dave, AC2VE, who attended the Ronnie meeting last Tuesday. He drove in from Rochester, and his question to me was, is there any way to receive the Barrett TechNet? He wants to check into this net from Gates, New York. He has access to EchoLink, AllStar, D-Star, and he is wondering if there is any way to hook himself up to anything in the Barra network so he can check into this net live from Gates, New York. KB2TIN.
You know, Ross, I really can't. I don't know. I don't know if these if the bearer repeaters are linked in on EchoLink or anything. Perhaps Mike, K2GVY, if you're still there, do you know if the bearer repeaters are on EchoLink at all?
W-H-T-E-K-A-2-G-V-Y. I'm not sure. I've often wondered that myself. I know there's a K2ILH link, but I don't know if that's a simplex link from EchoLink to the local area. I believe it's listed as Niagara Frontier Region, or if it's actually tied in with the repeaters here. Over.
Check out the Hurricane Watch Net. I'm sure it's been activated. I don't know. be able to hear some of the amateur radio goings on the frequencies that they're covering, which is probably on 40 and 20 meters. So not that we want to, be able to be entertained by anyone's misfortune, but at least that way you'll be well appraised of what's going on, especially from the amateurs that are in the area that are being affected by the hurricane. So thanks, Ruth. Thanks for passing that along.
I wish to thank everybody there on the net. This is
82 GSX
clear.
2HPL is clear.